Chapter 4, The Return. With his heart full of wonder and his spirit renewed, Peter descended from the mountain, his mind abuzz with the visions of beauty and magic he had witnessed in the valley below. As he made his way back through the forest, he knew that he carried with him a piece of that place, a piece of its magic and its wonder that would stay with him forever. When he reached the clearing where the forest sprites waited, they greeted him with smiles and cheers, their faces alight with joy at his return. "You have found your place in the world, Peter," one of the sprites said, her voice soft and gentle. "And now, you must go forth and share the magic you have discovered with others. For the Island of Whispers is a place of wonder." With a heart full of wonder and a newfound sense of purpose, Peter embraced the forest sprites and bid them farewell, knowing that his time on the Isle of Whispers had come to an end. As he made his way back to the shore, he felt a bittersweet longing stir within him, a yearning for the friends and the magic he was leaving behind, but also a sense of excitement for the adventures that awaited him beyond the island's shores. Returning to the beach where he had first arrived, Peter gazed out at the open sea, the sun sinking low on the horizon, painting the sky with hues of pink and gold. And as he stood there, a sudden gust of wind stirred around him, carrying with it the echoes of a thousand whispers, the voices of the island calling out to him one last time. Taking a deep breath, Peter stepped onto the small fishing boat that had brought him to the Isle of Whispers, the oars creaking as he pushed off from the shore. The boat bobbed gently on the waves, the salt spray on his face as he set a course for the horizon, his eyes fixed on the distant future that lay ahead. We appreciate your support. Tune in for fresh episodes every week. Let's keep the conversation going. Join our community, subscribe, and grow with us.